A winter storm this week left Morgantown buried in nearly 1 foot of snow. The storm closed down West Virginia University for a day, which isn't typical, and more snow seems to be on the way. Joe Merchant, a meteorologist for the National Weather Service, says West Virginia is in a unique location when it comes to getting dumped with winter weather.
For the most part, the lowlands, we only average about one snowfall of more than 6 inches per year, while once you get in the central mountains, it's around two or three. And then obviously in the northern mountains and at the higher altitudes, you'll get more of those types of events. But for the most part, getting 6 inches or more of snowfall in one storm is pretty uncommon.
But what about this year? With this particular winter, how does the state rank up?
It seems as if we are ahead of pace as far as total snowfall goes. In the lowlands right now, we're seeing, for the most part, somewhere between 15 to 20 inches already has fallen across the lowlands, which in our average, our 30-year average, is about 20 to 25. So we still have February and March, most of February and March to go. And so I would imagine that we're going to finish ahead of pace.
But Merchant says West Virginia doesn't seem to be on a record-setting pace for snow. West Virginia's higher elevations see much more snowfall than the valleys.
That snowshoe is at around 68 inches for the season so far, and they generally are around the 150-inch range for the year. Same with Canaan Valley. And when you start getting down into the central mountains, their seasonal average is around 50 inches, and Beckley, for instance, is at about 31 right now.
The winter's also brought some extremely cold temperatures. According to the National Weather Service, this winter has brought record lows to several of the state's cities, including Charleston, Morgantown, and Elkins.
And that has been an unusual few years, more so than just one particular year. I think we've seen quite a variance in the weather. And the patterns that bring it over the last few years.
Typically, the winter begins to taper down in mid-March, so don't put away those snow shovels, gloves, and scarves just yet.